morning. We spent so much time talking about Dr. Lisa Bonth, and I'm very happy that we have a chance to talk to Dr. Bonth this morning. She's online with us right now from Advanced Audiology Services in Marysville. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What a year this has been, huh?
It's been quite the year. It's a crazy year. I heard patients telling me just last year they couldn't wait till 2019 was over. I think they're saying the same thing about 2020.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you were closed for a little while, but you were doing curbside service, which you're still offering now, as I understand it. Kind of walk us through the process. What happened? How were you able to reopen? And what things have you had to do differently?
Well, what we did is when we got the information from the state of Michigan and they deemed us non-essential, we immediately took to looking at our schedule, contacting patients, posting things, of course, as simple as on the door, but we also sent a mass email blitz to all of our patients letting them know that the doors were going to be closed. However, I maintain the office 2 days a week, coming in to answer the phone, check messages, basically arranging for patients to come curbside so I could assist them. Did quite a bit of troubleshooting for them over the phone, and we also offered the remotely fine-tuning for many of the patients on their hearing aids. So that seemed to really kind of help, and a number of individuals reached out to us from our competitors because their doors were closed. So there was definitely a need to help the community, and I was just glad that I was able to step up and do that for them.
Absolutely.
Basically, what I did when we knew that the doors were going to be opening and then we had another delay in doing that is I basically put into place some things to help patients feel safer coming into the office. And I know the six-foot distancing, you know, the social distancing that we're hearing, the masks are a big, big issue, which I can share a little bit more about that in a bit. But I also started using an ozone air purifier in the office, which is supposed to remove bacteria and some viruses. And I think what was really neat is when I did some research, I found that UVB light will sanitize your items. And in particular, I invested in two UVB sanitizers. And so we're sanitizing patients' hearing aids once, you know, we bring them in and work with them. And that's been really a great way to assure patients that, you know, we have their best interest at heart.
Absolutely. You mentioned masks. Let's talk a little bit more about the masks.
Yeah. Well, as you can imagine, I always talk about real estate over the ears, and patients have glasses, and then they have their hearing aids up over their ears, and now they have masks over their ears. And we have just been flooded with calls from patients wanting to know, you know, do I have loss and damage on my hearing aids because my hearing aid's gone? I took my mask off and this and that. So we've had a number of patients who've had to hunt for their hearing aids now that they're being required to wear masks. It's a big challenge. So we've kind of sent out some information to our patients, letting them know that, you know, there are different ways to wear the mask, in particular the masks where you can tie them behind your head. Those seem to work the best because you can actually take the upper tie and move it a little higher on the back of the head away from the hearing aids and their glasses and what have you. I call that prime real estate up there, and they've kind of had to lose that. So we also had been in talks with one of our local individuals about maybe trying to design something to assist them to keep their masks and their straps away from their hearing aids. And she was able to do some very unique kind of crocheting for us that we thought might work. Unfortunately, we're probably not going to see that help too much because regardless, patients have to wear something over their face and over their ears, and it's still going to compete with their hearing aids. So the masks have really proven to be an issue for patients. Another way to kind of deal with that when they call us frantic, you know, do I have loss and damage, is to let them know that, you know, many times they will locate their hearing aids. If they retrace their steps, If they have a smartphone, they can use their apps to help them to locate their hearing aids. And in addition, there are companies where if they have lost a hearing aid, they can purchase additional loss and damage policies to help them cover the loss of a hearing aid. So we've kind of tried to put out some resources to patients to say, just be aware, you know, this is just something we're all getting used to, and that, you know, mask removal is always going to be a bit of an issue when you've got your hearing aids up over your ears as well. So trying to reassure them, we've got some tools that we can help them with.
Well, and boy, so many tools that involve technology, and you mentioned being able to even track it, you know, using an app. I mean, that you do a lot of adjustments, and you can really control the settings on the hearing aids with something as simple as a phone app.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the biggest issue for patients using some of those apps is technology is great when it works. When it doesn't work, it just kind of blows up and everybody gets frustrated. But it's as time progresses, many of those apps are finessed. And I have seen a number of patients recently that have had to have upgrades with their hearing aids firmware, which patients tend to forget their hearing aids are computers. So we've got some firmware updates to help with those connections to their apps. And then, of course, their apps frequently get updated, as well as their smartphones. You know, the iOS and your Droid phones frequently have updates. And it is getting much better for them to use their devices and kind of freeing up their time, but also freeing up their time here that needs to be spent sitting in a chair while I work with it. So we're seeing a real big uptick in patients asking us about their Bluetooth use with their hearing aids.
Yeah, I bet. We're talking with Dr. Lisa Bont from Advanced Audiology Services in Marysville. You mentioned being deemed non-essential at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, and obviously that status has changed. You are an essential business, and you can be open. How essential is hearing health? I mean, when you think about what you do in the grand scheme of things, it's pretty important, isn't it?
I guess I'm biased, but yes, it's extremely important. When we're talking about hearing loss, we're talking basic communication problems. And, of course, there's a lot of individuals who need help right now. And if they're not hearing well, they're not hearing precautions, they're not hearing warnings, they're not hearing someone say, you know, please step back, we're, you know, observing that social distancing. But in general, there's a lot of what we call comorbidities to not hearing well. And basically, patients are under a lot of stress when they're not hearing. Their actual cognitive abilities suffer. They're more likely to suffer from depression and things of that nature. And so we want to keep them stimulated. We want them to hear all the necessary things they need to hear. And it simply comes down to, particularly at this time in our lives, you know, if your loved one is in a nursing home or your loved one has to go to the hospital unexpectedly, you want them to be able to hear, one, for their care, but you want them to be able to hear you and to know that you're with them and that you are walking that journey with them, that you're there to help them, and maybe just to simply say, I love you, and have them hear it. So it's vitally important that our patients hear. It's also vitally important for those people that are, you know, working and have to do a job. And that could be anybody from, you know, your caregivers to maybe it's at that restaurant server where, you know, you're going in for that takeout. Maybe they didn't hear your order correctly. It's just vitally important. So we are going to fight that, should we have this second wave that's being discussed, that we continue to stay essential. And I won't close my doors again. I will definitely be here for patients Monday through Friday. If the door is locked, I will answer that phone. I will help you.
Good for you. We talk every year in May during Better Speech and Hearing Month, and we didn't get that opportunity this year because we were just a little preoccupied. Here we are in the month of June already. But, Lisa, one of the things we always talk about is protecting your hearing health. And the younger you can get into good habits, the better. What are some things that you would advise people to do to help preserve their hearing?
Well, first and foremost, stay healthy. So your overall general health really plays a role in your hearing or the maintenance of your hearing. So that's controlling some of the factors like your blood pressure, keeping your heart healthy. Those, high blood pressure is a silent killer. So many people just function and are unaware of their blood pressure unless they're seeking some type of medical treatment. It's really vital that we keep our overall health good so that we can maintain a healthy inner ear system because our ears are very vascular. Those types of diseases, diabetes, blood pressure, heart issues, those all play a role in hardening the arteries, et cetera. So that would be first and foremost. And then the kind of common sense thing is prevent any type of loud noise exposure if you have that ability. So if you're the person who is, say, a tree trimmer and you're working with a chainsaw every day, 5 days a week, wear your hearing protection consistently. You know, if you're just that fellow who's on that motorcycle tooling down the road on these beautiful days and you've got your radio turned way up or your headset inside your helmet is up, I always tell patients if they've got headphones on or a helmet, ask someone next to you, can you hear my music or can you hear what I'm listening to? Because if they can hear it leaking out around those devices, it's too loud. So, yeah. If you're that individual who really enjoys going to concerts, which I don't know we'll be doing that anytime soon.
Yeah, right.
Just protect your hearing. And if you walk away from a situation where there's been an intense level of sound and your hearing seems muffled or you have instant tinnitus, that annoying ringing, then you've been exposed to a damaging level of sound. So protect your ears. Think about them like you would think about your eyes. You want to protect that. And get screened.
All good.
Everybody should have a screening. By the age of 30, we start losing our hearing. So get a screening. Get a baseline. Have an idea of where you're at so that you can be proactive rather than reactive as you age.
Lisa, do you feel like you're getting caught up from being closed and getting sort of behind on things? You start to feel a little bit more up to speed now that you've got things reopened?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I only wish I had more time in the day. But yes, we are definitely getting back up to speed. The phone is ringing more frequently, and we're getting it out that patients, that we are here and we are ready to serve our community and be committed. So, yeah, we definitely feel like we're getting up to speed. And I think July will be the real telltale sign of things getting back to moving in a more normal pace for us. We do have some frustration with patients who have always been able to just kind of open the door, pop their head in and chat with us or stop in and get supplies. And that's been a little frustrating for them. So we're trying to reassure them, just call. We'll have things ready. We'll run them out to you. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that that's picking up. And I think July is really when things are going to turn around to being a more normal pace for us, but hopefully everyone.
Well, we hope so. We're ready for it. We'll let you get back to it. Lisa, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. And keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks so much, Paul. Have a wonderful summer.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.